Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Ryan Schreiter, Associate Professor, Clinical Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine at the Lewis Katz School of Medicine at Temple. Dr. Schreiter specializes in throwing injuries, overuse injuries, concussion management and treatment, and he is the team doctor for Temple Athletics.
Doc, welcome to our show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here. And for the record, I didn't give up any tickets. So
no, of course not. Believe me. Although I know as a physician, you're one of these rich people. All right, Doc, first thing, Achilles tear in an athlete at 33. What's the prognosis? Can he still come back and be an effective player?
He'll come back. It'll be a long road. You're looking anywhere between 9 to 12 months of rehab, and that's just after having it surgically repaired, which gives the least likelihood of re-rupture. It's going to be a long road for him, but I mean, he's got a good medical staff around him. He's got good rehab, and he's going to put forth it because I know he wants to get back on the field for sure.
Doc, were you watching? And if so, did you know it was an Achilles right away?
Good question. I didn't rewatch. I couldn't find any tape. Kind of frantically looking on Google. But typically with these it was a non-contact injury.
Yeah.
So typically with those, I mean, the classic is the guy thinks he gets hit or someone punched him or gets hit. I mean, the other thing is I hear, oh, I got hit by a log at the shore, right? And I'm like, I don't see any logs down the shore. Anyway, but the non-contact injury, probably he had some underlying, he could possibly have some underlying like Achilles tendonitis or tendinosis. And then it just ruptured. And typically they look behind them and then they go straight down to the ground and grab the back of their ankle. I think that's kind of what the pieces of the puzzle that are getting put together. So, yeah, that's likely what happened. He's likely getting imaging right now for surgical planning. But it's a pretty obvious diagnosis on the field and on the sideline.
Yeah, the way they were talking after it had a fatalistic tone to it. Doc, Brandon Brooks, chest injury. What are the options here? What could that be?
Yeah, good question. Obviously, he's stable because he wasn't transferred to the hospital. As a sideline physician, I'm always worried, are they breathing okay? Is this a rib injury? Is this a rib fracture? You worry about, something going on with the lungs. Obviously, that's stable. There's x-rays right there, at the link. My thought is this more of a shoulder type, a pectoralis or a pec tear? When it comes to pec tears, you worry about the location. That's kind of what I could easily talk about, what I'm comfortable talking about too, because obviously I don't know. But with a pectoralis or a pec tear, you're looking, it could be a tear at the tendon or it could be a tear right off the bone. It kind of determines that's the swing between that 4 week or 6 week mark to another 6 months. Yeah.
Oh,
you know.
God. So we're looking at even best case scenario, maybe a month, Doc?
Best case scenario, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if it's just like a rib contusion or maybe a shoulder type injury, maybe just, got an injury there. I try to watch the Eagles games as a fan, but I can't help myself either. But
I don't blame you. All right, Doc, one more.
The same way.
One more,
absolutely.
Doc, and this is I want to incorporate Carson Wentz into this because I'm devastated. He hurt his ankle and was not able to complete the second loss.
Tell.
Here's the thing, Doc. Why do some people, Brandon Brooks, Carson Wentz, always get hurt? Is it biological, psychological? Yeah. What is it? Why do some guys never stay healthy?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate job security for people like myself. But then there's also, I mean, it's you know, you look at what they do on the sideline, and I mean, you guys have been down there. It's just the speed, the amount of impact, the forces that these men take on a daily basis, and let alone on Saturdays or Sundays. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah, I think some people could be more injury prone. Maybe it's a body awareness thing. Maybe it's a luck thing. I don't know. If I could predict that, boy, you know, that'd be amazing. But yeah, I think, you know, I mean, maybe he has, you know, maybe Carson has some underlying injuries elsewhere. You know, I believe the body's, you know, a unit and connected. So if he's compensating for something else, like a groin strain or something in his back, he could be, you know, favoring that. And that's why he's doing it. And maybe he's not 100% healthy, but going out there, I don't know. But yeah, he does seem to be a little injury prone. And I do see that, you know, in different athletes that I take. I wish, you know, that's the whole point of the combine, is to try to predict that. But obviously, no one's figured that formula out yet.
Doc, it's so troubling. Doc, thank you so much for all the great doctors at NovaCare. Doc, great stuff. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.